From Washington, this is VOA News. Voting begins in crucial U.S. midterm elections, and Ukrainian rebel leaders sworn in after disputed elections. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Voters across the United States have begun casting ballots in a pivotal election that could determine whether Democrats or Republicans control Congress during President Barack Obama's final 2 years in office. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives and a third of the Senate's 100 seats are at stake. The main focus is the Senate, where many political analysts say Republicans are poised to win the 6 seats necessary to seize control of the chamber. A pro-Russian rebel leader was sworn in as the head of a self-declared People's Republic in eastern Ukraine today, following elections rejected by Kiev as illegitimate. The swearing in of Alexander Zakharchenko as prime minister of the so-called Donetsk People's Republic is set to worsen a standoff with Ukraine that has already killed 4,000 people since April. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, meets with his security chiefs today to consider a response to the Sunday elections, which were held in the Russian-speaking regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. In a TV appearance on Monday, President Poroshenko called the vote a farce. Opposition leaders in Burkina Faso have called off protests as they continue holding talks with the country's military leadership on forming a government of national consensus. That's opposition leader Zéphirine Diabré. He says the army has promised to soon present a document outlining a transition process. He says the opposition will review the plan and dialogue will continue. VOA News. Mexican authorities say a high-ranking security official has been murdered in an area plagued by deadly drug violence. The Ricardo Nino Villarreal and his wife were shot and killed on Saturday as they were driving in the northern state of Nuevo Laredo. Their bodies were found the next day by passersby. Nino Villarreal was one of the several military officers sent to the region earlier this year to stem a surge of violence in the neighboring state of Tamaulipas, which has been the scene of a bloody turf war between the Zetas and Gulf drug cartels seeking to control the lucrative illicit drug trafficking route across the border of the U.S. state of Texas. North Korea has ruled out nuclear human rights talks with the U.S. because of what it says are Washington's attempts to overthrow the communist government. The comment was made today, apparently referred to a U.N. draft resolution that recommends referring Pyongyang to the International Criminal Court for its rights record. Pyongyang was accused in a recent U.N. report of committing crimes against humanity. U.S. Secretary of State Don Kerry is traveling to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks with his counterparts on issues including economic cooperation, security, and global health issues. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry's first stop will be Paris. Kerry will sit down for talks with Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius on issues including Ukraine's unrest, Ebola, and the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. A senior U.S. State Department official says the Paris stop will also give Kerry an opportunity to discuss negotiations on Iran's nuclear program with his French counterpart before Kerry's trilateral meeting with Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif and EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in Oman. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
South African state prosecutors have appealed the conviction and sentence given to track star Oscar Pistorius. He was found guilty of culpable homicide for shooting dead his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, last year, and last month began serving a 5-year prison sentence. South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority said it was disappointed with both decisions. Hundreds of thousands of Shiite pilgrims have gathered in the Iraqi city of Karbala for the annual Ashura commemoration, despite the threat of Sunni extremist attacks. Japanese stocks climbed to a 7-year high today. The Nikkei index rose 2.7% or nearly 450 points to end at 16,862. It was the first day the markets have been open since Friday when the Nikkei surged 4.8%. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English. We begin with our English teaching programs, New Dynamic English and Functioning in Business. At half past the hour Universal Time, you'll hear the Learning English programs As It Is, the Agriculture Report, and Science in the News. Thank you for listening to VOA.
Hi, I'm Max.
Hello, my name is Kathy.
Welcome to New Dynamic English.
New Dynamic English is a basic English language course and an introduction to American people and culture. Today's unit is How Long Does It Take?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Just great.
Last week, we spoke with Bob and Sandra Harris. This week, we're going to talk with their two children, John and Colette. Today's guest is their son, John Harris.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Listen and repeat.
Son. John is Bob and Sandra's son. Daughter. Colette is Bob and Sandra's daughter. Sister. Colette is John's sister. Brother. John is Colette's brother.
Interview.
Now it's time for today's interview. Our guest today is John Harris. Hi, John.
Hello, Kathy. It's nice to be here.
You're interested in gymnastics, aren't you?
Yeah, I love gymnastics.
Do you practice a lot?
Yeah, I practice every day, before and after school.
Really? That's a lot.
Yeah, but I enjoy it.
So what's your daily schedule?
Well, I get up early every morning at 6:15. I take a shower, then I eat breakfast. After breakfast, I go to school. I leave the house around 7:30. I practice gymnastics in the gym at school.
What time do you get to school?
I get to school around 7:45.
So it only takes 15 minutes?
That's right. It takes me about 15 minutes to get to school.
What do you do when you get to school?
I practice gymnastics in the gym. I practice from 8 o'clock to 8:30.
What time does school start?
School starts at 8:45.
So your mornings are very busy.
Yes, they are.
Thanks, John. Our guest today is John Harris. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Listen and repeat.
He gets up at 6:15. He gets up at 6:15. He leaves the house at 7:30. He leaves the house at 7:30. He gets to school at 7:45. He gets to school at 7:45. School starts at 8:45. School starts at 8:45.
Interview.
Our guest today is John Harris. He's a high school student. Okay, now let's talk about your afternoon schedule. What do you do after school?
Well, my classes finish at 3 o'clock. Then I practice gymnastics until 5 o'clock.
So you practice for about 2 hours?
That's right. Then I go home. I usually get home before 6 o'clock.
When do you do your homework?
After dinner. I do my homework after dinner until around 10 o'clock or 10:30. Then I go to bed. Usually between 10:30 and 11 o'clock.
You work very hard. Our guest today is John Harris. We'll talk more after our break. This is New Dynamic English.
Before or after? Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
He practices gymnastics from 8 to 8:30 in the morning. School starts at 8:45. Does he practice gymnastics before school? Yes, he does. He practices gymnastics before school. John eats dinner, then he does his homework. Does he do his homework before dinner? No, he doesn't. He does his homework after dinner. In the morning, John takes a shower, then he eats breakfast. Does he take a shower before breakfast? Yes, he does. He takes a shower before breakfast.
Email.
It's time to check our email. We have an email from Michael in Montana. His question is, how do you get to school?
I drive to school on my motorbike.
How long does it take you to get to school?
It takes me about 15 minutes.
How does your sister get to school?
She takes the bus.
How long does it take her? How long does it take her to get to school?
It takes her 20 minutes to get to school.
Thank you, John.
How long does it take? Listen and answer. Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
John leaves the house at 7:30. He gets to school at 7:45. How long does it take him to get to school? It takes him 15 minutes. It takes him 15 minutes to get to school. Colette leaves the house at 8 o'clock. She gets to school at 8:20. How long does it take her to get to school? It takes her 20 minutes. It takes her 20 minutes to get to school.
Daily Dialogue. A Dinner Reservation. Part 1. Listen to the conversation.
Good evening, Starlight Cafe.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for this evening.
For how many people?
4 people.
And at what time?
8 o'clock.
Listen and repeat.
Good evening, Starlight Cafe.
Yes, I'd like to make a reservation for this evening.
For how many people?
4 people.
And at what time?
8 o'clock.
Question of the week.
It's time to answer last week's question. The question was, when do they do it? Are you ready to play, Kathy?
Let's go.
Okay, the first question is, when do most Americans eat dinner? Do they eat at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or at 6 o'clock in the evening?
Well, let's see. Most Americans eat dinner in the evening after work and school is over. So, 6 o'clock in the evening.
That's right. Americans eat dinner in the evening. Question 2. When do most Americans work? Do they work Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Well, some Americans work on the weekends, on Saturday or Sunday, but most Americans work Monday through Friday. So my answer is Monday through Friday.
Right. Now the last question. When do most Americans watch television? Do they watch television in the morning or in the evening?
Okay, I know that some Americans watch television in the morning, but most Americans watch in the evening.
Yes, that's right. Thanks for playing.
You're welcome, Max.
A question for you.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell, then say your answer.
How do you get to school or work? Okay.
Well, our time is up. So until next time, this is Kathy.
And this is Max.
Good luck in your English studies.
Goodbye.
For additional study materials, visit the DINED International website at dined.com. That's DYNED.com.
And that's it. We're off the air.
Well, what a weekend. Did you see the newspaper?
Yes, I did. The two industrial spies were on the front page. When I told my friend Anne about it, she couldn't believe it.
She's your friend. She's moving to San Diego, right?
Yes, that's her.
How was your dinner?
At the vegetarian restaurant? The Garden? Oh, it was delicious.
What did you have?
I had a vegetarian lasagna, and Anne had some fish.
How was it?
Well, everything was delicious. The desserts were wonderful, too.
Sounds great. Maybe my wife and I will try it sometime. But I don't think we could take our son. There's nothing for him to eat there.
Oh, I saw some good-looking pizzas. Big pizzas with lots of cheese.
Pizza, huh? He loves pizza.
Elizabeth, I want to know all about you and Boris and the industrial spies.
Hi, folks. Well, I can't tell you much. Really, it's all over. Boris is fine. The industrial spies are in jail. Thank goodness. So, it's on with the show.
Now, English teaching continues on VOA.
All right. Quiet, please, everyone. Ready for functioning in business. Cue music.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Moore. Welcome to Functioning in Business.
Functioning in Business is an intermediate level business English course with a focus on American business practices and culture. Today's unit is Confirming Plans, Part 4. This program focuses on offering an opinion. Interview.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Shirley Graham. She is calling from her office at Advanced Technologies in San Jose, California. How are you, Ms. Graham?
Fine, thanks.
Today, we are going to listen to your meeting with Mr. Epstein on Tuesday, June 11th last year. Mr. Epstein had met with Mr. Blake earlier that day, and they had discussed your plans to build a new factory.
Yes, that's right. And I wanted to be sure that Mr. Blake was aware of my concerns about the October deadline and after-sales service.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Okay.
Dialogue. Mr. Epstein is meeting with Ms. Graham in her office.
Now, have you already discussed any of the project with him?
Yes, I had an excellent meeting with him this afternoon.
And did you tell him about my main concerns?
Do you mean the October deadline?
Yes, and the fact that they have no after-sales service in the States.
Yes, I did. And again, I was very impressed with his flexibility. I think that we can work things out with him.
Okay, as long as it's clear to both of you that it has to be worked out, and before October, because that's our deadline.
Well, again, I understand your reservations, Shirley, but again, the technology of their product is really excellent. I think we really have to go ahead with this.
Yes, all right. Well, let's discuss it further tomorrow. All right?
Okay, all right. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you around 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Listen and repeat.
Have you discussed the project with him? Did you tell him about my main concerns? Do you mean the October deadline? I was very impressed with his flexibility. I think that we can work things out with him.
Interview.
Ms. Graham, let's talk about your conversation with Mr. Epstein. Your main concerns were with the October deadline and after-sales service.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to be sure that the robots could be delivered and installed on time.
By October.
Yes. The factory had to begin operation in October. I also was concerned about after-sales service. International Robotics is a Chinese company. I wasn't sure that they would be able to provide adequate maintenance and repair service.
Mr. Epstein seemed pleased with Mr. Blake's responses to these questions.
Yes, Mr. Epstein was convinced that we should buy Mr. Blake's robots. I wasn't so sure.
I see. Well, thank you very much for being on our show.
It's been my pleasure.
Let's take a short break.
Questions. Listen to the question.
Has Mr. Epstein already met with Mr. Blake?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
Now, have you already discussed any of the project with him?
Yes, I had an excellent meeting with him this afternoon.
Has Mr. Epstein already met with Mr. Blake? Yes, they met earlier that afternoon.
Listen to the question.
Did Mr. Epstein discuss the October deadline and after-sales service with Mr. Blake?
Now, listen to the dialogue.
And did you tell him about my main concerns?
Do you mean the October deadline?
Yes, and the fact that they have no after-sales service in the States.
Yes, I did. And again, I was very impressed with his flexibility.
Did Mr. Epstein discuss the October deadline and after-sales service with Mr. Blake? Yes, he did. He discussed these issues with Mr. Blake.
Culture tips.
Welcome once again to Culture Tips. We're here with our business language expert, Gary Engleton. Gary, we have an email question about the structure of American companies. The question is, how are American companies organized?
Well, most traditional American companies have a clear organizational structure. It's clear who does what. People can change jobs, but the company structure does not change. For example, a salesperson can become a sales manager.
Or the manager of a department can become a vice president.
Yes, that's right. A worker can be promoted to a better job within the organization. The organization doesn't change.
I see.
Newer companies sometimes have a more flexible structure, especially in the high-tech world. These companies may be organized into project teams. These teams may be temporary.
Temporary?
Yes, they may work together only for a short time. Then the workers may be moved to other teams for different projects.
And what if there is no new project?
In many companies, these workers may be laid off. The president or vice presidents may not change, but the managers and workers will change jobs much more than in the past.
Why does a company adopt a flexible structure?
The world of business is changing very quickly. A flexible structure helps a company move quickly.
That makes sense. Thank you again, Gary, for your interesting information.
I'm always glad to help.
True or false? Listen, is this statement true or false?
Newer companies may have a flexible structure. True. Newer companies, especially high-tech companies, often have a more flexible structure than traditional companies. When a project ends, there will always be a new project for the workers. False. When a project ends, some workers may be laid off. In newer companies, workers often move from one team to another. True. This is part of the flexible structure.
Business dialogue. Offering an opinion.
Let's listen to today's business dialogue. The president and vice president of United Motor Corporation are discussing next year's budget.
I really think that we need to spend more money on research. We need more computer technology to keep up with the competition.
That's a good point. But in my opinion, we have to focus on keeping costs down. It seems to me that computer technology greatly increases the price of a car.
But I think that we need to move into the high-end market. And that means selling more cars to rich people in the U.S. and overseas.
Perhaps we should talk to our director of marketing.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Focus on functions. Offering an opinion.
Now let's focus on offering an opinion. Here are some useful expressions to offer an opinion.
Listen carefully.
I think that's a wonderful idea. I really think that we need to spend more money on research. In my opinion, we have to focus on keeping costs down. It seems to me that computer technology greatly increases the price of a car.
Gary's tips.
Now it's time for Gary's tips with Gary Engleton.
Hello, Elizabeth. Today I'll be talking about how to offer an opinion. When you give an opinion, it is a good idea to use an expression like, I think, or in my opinion. In this way, you show that you know you are offering an opinion, not stating a fact. In the business dialogue we heard earlier, the company president and vice president have different ideas about the importance of new technology. The president thinks that more money should be spent on research, but the vice president thinks it is more important to keep costs down. They use the expressions, I really think, and in my opinion, when they give their opinions.
I really think that we need to spend more money on research. We need more computer technology to keep up with the competition.
That's a good point, but in my opinion, we have to focus on keeping costs down.
Both executives try to soften the difference of opinion and keep the conversation going. The vice president also uses the expression, it seems to me, to offer his opinion.
It seems to me that computer technology greatly increases the price of a car.
Using the expression, it seems to me, is a good way to offer an opinion. American culture values the free expression of ideas. When personal opinions are presented as opinions and not as facts, people are more comfortable offering different opinions. This free discussion can also lead to new ideas, which are good for business. Thanks for joining us today for Gary's Tips. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, Gary. Well, our time is up. Tune in again next time for Functioning in Business. See you then.
For additional study materials, visit the DyNed International website at dyned.com. That's DYNED.com.
Coming up next on The Voice of America. The Learning English Programs As It Is, The Agriculture Report, and Science in the News. Thank you for listening to VOA.
Thank you.